Welcome back to Relay, the Team GB podcast supported by GoDaddy as we get to know the Olympians representing Team GB at the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing. This is sadly the final episode in our Winter Olympic box set. In today's episode, we'll be chatting to the first British woman ever to win a world championship medal in freestyle skiing, Katie Summerhayes. But of course, that's only part of the fun. All series, I've been paying the price for some rather bold claims made in series one.
I know a bloke who is really keen, willing, and more than able to participate in an Olympic sport. He's fresh, he's young, he's virile.
He's got a jacket with Team GB written on it.
Yeah. And, you know.
And crucially, he's available.
Yeah.
His diary is empty.
Yeah.
God, I'm an idiot. And in this episode, I'm preparing to face my toughest taskmaster yet. That's right. This week, my challenge will come from an Olympic medalist with three X Games gold medals in her back pocket. She's a supremo on a snowboard and my co-host, and dare I say, at this stage, nemesis. It's Jenny Jones.
Did that sound evil enough, that laugh?
That felt, yeah, it certainly felt it.
No.
Given what we've been through.
I am excited because this time you're trying snowboarding and I have been waiting for this. This is going to be great. It's going to be great.
You're like the cat that's got the cream. This is ridiculous. You've been desperate to get me on a snowboard. Yeah. I've never been on a snowboard. I've never skied.
I've clocked your physique. I'm thinking, yeah, he has got the power legs. He's got, you know,
yeah,
not quite Chris Hoy's.
I've got the quads. I've got the quads for it.
Yeah. Yeah, you seem, you know, you like a bit of danger. Like
I don't know where you've got that from.
I was like, he's going to be fine.
You think it's going to be all right? I've never done it before. I've never gone down a slope before. I mean, I've gone down a slope before, but I've never gone down a slope covered in snow before on a snowboard or skis.
On a piece of wood.
I'm pretty nervous about it. I mean, am I going to just fall over constantly?
I mean, you might. I reckon about, 25 times you might fall over?
25 times?
Well, I don't know. Let's hope it's less. I think it'll be less. But it's only sort of small falls. Bottom onto your knees, maybe.
How bad were you when you started? You must have an embarrassing story of when you started that's going to make me feel better about how much I'm about to humiliate myself.
Initially, I was all right, to be fair.
So you were just brilliant to begin with?
No, I wasn't. Oh, I wasn't brilliant.
Come on.
But, I mean, yeah, I did 6 months of it, you know, and then I went to the British Champs and won.
After 6 months?
Yeah.
And won?
Yeah.
And what about the very first hour? What were you about to experience?
I was terrible.
You were terrible.
I genuinely
for an
was
hour.
Terrible. My brothers were really good, and I was terrible.
Okay. I feel like part of the impetus to become good is the sibling rivalry, though. I need my brother to get good.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to phone my brother.
Should we get him along?
I know you're at work, but do you mind being really excellent at snowboarding all of a sudden?
Well, actually, that's the big reveal. So,
oh my God, is it?
Is, no. But no, I think. Yeah, don't be disheartened if you do fall over quite a few times, because that's normal. That will happen. But it's more about your balance. Like, are you quite agile? Like, good reactions, good balance?
Probably, no, I would say almost definitely not.
Okay, Reese, you're going to be fine, but just to sort of ease you into it, I'm going to give you a mental warm-up and test your knowledge of freestyle snow sports. Okay, we're gonna have a quick fire round. I'm gonna name some snowboarding moves and you just have to spot the real ones.
Some tricks. And are these all tricks that you have done? Are you capable of all of these?
I'm capable of them. Whether I would do them on a regular basis.
Right, okay.
But I am capable.
Pretty wacky, are they?
There's some in there that aren't real.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Melon.
Oh, that's real. I've played enough Tony Hawk's Pro Skater to know a melon. Unless it doesn't apply in the snow-based world, it's only on wheels, but a melon, it's a grab. Are they all grabs?
They're all grabs.
I suppose on a snowboard, you can't exactly do any of the kickflip type stuff, can you? Because you're strapped on. Yeah, fair enough. It's a grab in skateboarding anyway, and okay. I know what it looks like.
So it's real. Yeah, you can have that.
Yeah.
Tripod.
Now here, I'm in two minds. Okay, because if I was writing a quiz and I was trying to make stuff up, I'd be looking around a room for inspiration and there are several tripods available to look at currently. If the next one is microphone, then I know you're lying.
And I don't have much imagination.
But tripod is also kind of a shape, so I will say real.
Yeah,
It's real.
Well done. Yes, tripod good. Is real. It's not, they're not all grabs, actually. A tripod's like a move where you slide down. You might end up accidentally doing it today.
What, with an arm
with your
down.
Board on its tail or its nose, well, normally your nose, and your two hands are down. Therefore, right, there's three okay. points of contact. Yeah. You're dragging yourself along the snow, effectively, sliding down, and you look like a tripod.
So I will, okay, so that is something where if ever it looks like I've fallen over later, yeah, I'm tripoding.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Roast beef.
Look, I've played SSX Tricky in my time, the video game. Mm. It feels familiar. Roast beef, it feels familiar like it is some move.
Sure, they have
some
sure weird... it was roast beef?
What? They're all melon, that's a move, that's a food. Mm. So you suggest, you know, you're trying to trick me. There's no way you'd be giving me this answer. I'm going to go for true.
Oh!
It's true. Is it true?
It is true. It's a grab.
Yes.
You send your hand between your feet and you grab the back of the
as
feet
you would with a roast beef joint. Exactly as you would when you just between your feet. And you, yeah. Why is it possibly called roast beef? Just for a laugh.
Okay.
Is that why?
No, I think it's just a laugh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's also, which isn't in this list, you're all right. There's also a chicken salad.
Yeah, I knew it. I know snowboarders are mental.
Bony M.
Well, I do know that the word bone comes up a lot in skating tricks. Bone slide type stuff. Isn't there some sort of bony based grab? But isn't Bony M the singer of Mary's Boy Child? Don't they have a Christmas song? Isn't that a band, Bony M? So I'll say false.
Oh, too much music knowledge.
Yes.
It is false.
Good. I know my Christmas songs, I'm afraid.
Suitcase.
Suitcase? Oh my God. Okay, well, now you're definitely looking around the room for inspiration on this trip we've taken. Suitcase. What? I can't visualize what. No, then again, roast beef didn't make sense, did it, physically? Tripod did. Suitcase, what would it possibly be? Just make yourself into a big square. False. I'll go false.
It is true.
No!
Yes!
That's the first one I've got wrong. What is the suitcase? What's the move?
Is when you bring the board up behind you, really close to your back, and you grab the rail, like the edge, the other side. So it almost looks like you're carrying
yourself through an airport.
And the final one, Reese Reginald.
Well, instinct is definitely false, but in football, for example, there's the Puskas Award, which is named after former footballer Puskas, who just scored a great goal. You know, there's the Panenka penalty, which is a type of penalty scored by someone called Panenka originally.
And also in snowboarding, there's things called Cab, which is after Steve Caballero.
Right, mm-hmm. So Reginald could easily just be some guy called Reginald just did this really cool trick, and then you just called it the Reginald, so I'll go true.
False.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you got me. All right, I think I did all right. And I don't think any of that information is going to be useful for what I'm about to learn.
You might do the tripod.
Tripod only. If I'm going to invent the Reginald. You know what? Today is where Reginald becomes true.
Okay.
Of course, on this series of Relay, we spent a lot of time talking to the next generation of Olympians about their plans for Olympic domination. But how clear, Jenny, is that memory of your bronze medal in 2014?
For me, it was an amazing moment. You know, I'd never represented my country in anything, and I was stood up there on the podium on the bronze medal spot, having put down, you know, the best snowboarding run I could have on the day. So for me, yeah, it was an incredible moment.
And there's obviously that very famous interview where your parents...
Are revealed. I genuinely didn't know they were there.
And then they just came in, and then it was very emotional. Your mum was saying, the boy's back at home, I'm loving it. And
I know.
Was a very real, pure moment.
And then I burst into tears.
Yeah, perfect. Absolutely wonderful. All right, Jenny, it's not just about us. It's now time, of course, for us to speak to one of our Beijing 2022 athletes. Now, this is exciting. It's our final guest on season 2 of Relay. And what we've got is the first British woman ever to win a world championship medal in freestyle skiing. It's Katie Summerhayes. Katie, welcome to Relay. How are the preparations going?
Yeah, preparations going really well. I'm just at home at the minute, but I just had a really good 2-week trip in America and France, which went really well. But yeah, kind of just in the last little bit now.
Nice. Well, you've got to understand, I know what you're going through. I'm preparing mentally as well. I'm about to attempt to go down a snowy hill for the first time in my life. and I'm going to do it on a snowboard, okay? How can I acclimatise? For someone like me, a nerdy little wimp who is very scared of what's about to happen, am I going to fall over loads? This is what I'm worried about. Is it going to be humiliating?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. But I think
not what I wanted to hear, Katie.
No, but she's being honest.
Yeah, you've just got to be, like, just ready, you know? Like, you can't have a moment of hesitation, you know? You just got to put your all in and just really go for it, I would say, is my advice.
Yeah, and you're doing all flips and stuff. And I'm just trying to go down without falling on my arse.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone's been in that position, you know? Everyone was a learner at some point.
When you were first starting, did you feel embarrassed when this happened, or were you able to switch off from that and just go, well, that's what it's all about?
To be honest, I can't really remember learning how to ski because I was 6 years old. But I mean, there definitely has been moments where you like fall over. Even now, you know, like I have taken some pretty funny falls, like last week when I was on camp, but you know, just kind of got to laugh along with everyone else.
That's what I should have going through my head then. Okay, so even if I'm falling over, then a champion like you, like Katie Dalmayes, is also falling over, even still today.
Yeah, just gives you an excuse to laugh at other people as well, you know. When you fall, they laugh at you and you can just laugh back.
Right, that's why you've got to be on board with it, so that you can point and laugh at other people.
So she's preparing you for when I might laugh at you when you fall.
Well, Jenny's the one who's going to be training me, so does that mean that I have to hope Jenny falls over as well?
100%.
Is there any chance that you're going to fall over, Jenny?
Hey, I've fallen over loads, haven't I, Katie?
Yeah, definitely.
Fair enough. Okay.
Fine. But maybe we should teach. You should teach him how he should fall.
Any what? There can't be a method for falling.
Yeah. I mean, we've gone through the art of learning how to fall properly. Like, I had one of my friends who had to be. We had to get gymnastics coaching to teach her how to fall.
God, I'm hoping I'm going to be on not a very steep slope. So I mean, there's only so far I can fall before momentum just runs out. Have you ever had any like massive falls from like really high up?
Yeah, I mean, it was like 10 years ago now, but I fell over and like bit through my tongue and broke a couple of ribs. I mean, that's very different to what you're going to be doing. I was flying off a jump and it was solid ice. But yeah, that one hurt a little.
Yeah.
What you're saying is there is an element of danger.
Yeah.
I've got big teeth as well. If these go through my tongue, they're never coming out. Oh, no. Okay. Well, I mean, the thing is, because it's going to have an element of risk, isn't it, a sport you do, if it's a sport that's this cool. I think, like, skiing and snowboarding are both considered very cool. For me, that's in no small part due to the cool outfits. It's, like, kind of much cooler outfits than a lot of sports, particularly in the 80s, you know, the 80s ski style.
So basically, what I'm getting from you is you're going to have all the gear but no idea, basically.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what it's been my whole life. Yeah, get all the gear straight away,
quit
after a week.
Don't you think we should just try straight from the top? Because to have a little bit of pace is kind of good.
Yeah, definitely. I think the more pace you get, like, you're just going to keep going and then hopefully you'll eventually stop.
I know a prank when I see one. You both can have blood on your hands here. This is unacceptable. I would love to be able to do a flip by the end of the day, actually. Is that possible? A flip on purpose that I've intended to do.
Well, I'll let Katie tell you whether that's possible.
I would have said maybe not on purpose. What is probably a better option.
Okay, so just I've had a shocker and then, all right.
Maybe like a power roll.
Yeah, like a little forward roll or something.
Do you have a favourite trick?
I like doing a good, like a 720, like off a big jump. There's like no better feeling. Yeah.
Oh, that's just like a really big spin, isn't it? Can you do that, Jenny? Can you do a 720?
Yeah, but the rail tricks that Katie can do on her skis is just, name some of the rail tricks and see if Reese can work out what that even means.
So we've got a K-fed.
A K-fed? Okay. So a rail trick is like a grind, mm-hmm. Is that right? Yeah, K-fed. I mean, are you making the letter K with your skis? I don't know how this would be possible. There's not enough angles, is there?
I don't even think if I explain it, you're going to understand it. But basically, you go a rail. For me, I would go right foot forward onto the rail, grind the rail sideways, then mid-rail, jump up, do a 180. So that means that I would then face the other way. And then at the end of the rail, I would do a continuing 270 off. So I would kind of go back on myself to land forwards. That was me trying to explain it.
Yeah,
well,
it does
as well.
Sound. I actually do know what you mean. I have a complete image in my head, but I just pictured me trying to do it. Oh, God. It's making me so nervous, this conversation.
What about some terms, maybe, to make, you know, if he... doesn't want to, Reese doesn't want to sound too dorky. What sort of
term? I might not look good on the snow, but if I could at least blag it and win conversationally before I go up to the top of the hill.
So basically, we describe anything as sick. So if that was good, that was sick. You know, that's probably the main one and the biggest one. Gnarly, that's a pretty...
That's bad. Yeah.
No, that's good.
That bad. That's good. Yeah, that's what I said. The edit will show when I said that was good. I knew it immediately.
Any other tips for Reese for his very first time on the snow?
Just enjoy it, you know, have fun. That would be my main.
It's not really in my personality to enjoy things and have fun. But I'll try my best. I've got to go for a GoDaddy Gold, so yeah, I'll take it. Okay. Am I right in thinking confidence is a big player in this?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
If I suddenly start getting in my head and worrying, I'm just going to fall over.
Yeah, I mean, just pretty much point down the hill and you'll be fine.
Okay, and it's an indoor slope, so there won't be any trees, will there? There won't be no trees. Please tell me there's no trees.
No?
Fine, good. All right, well, look, as you can tell, I'm incredibly confident and eager to get going. So I better go and attempt my workshop with Jenny. And we will catch up with you in a little bit. Thank you, Katie.
Thanks,
Katie.
Best of luck.
If you want to make it less painful, instead of like tilting your feet as you were, because you know.
So Reese is effectively 90 degrees to the slope. He's looking uphill, so he cannot see the direction he's going, but that's fine. And he's on his toe edge.
So hot as well.
Yep, which is the toe side edge of the snowboard. And he's now going to slide down on that edge, holding my hands, but trying not to hold my hands. It's going to be a bit juddery. He's looking a little bit juddery now. Okay, relax, Reese. He needs to look up a little bit. He's getting a little bit grippy. And then we need him to slide a little bit more to make it smooth. Reese, you're doing it. You're snowboarding backwards. Just maybe a little bit less grip, a little bit tension in your face, and you'll be fine. You're doing it, you've got it.
It hurts so much. Why didn't you tell me it hurts so much?
Because then you wouldn't do it.
It does hurt.
Right, let's get you up there. Let's get you back up there.
Right, so you're ready to get up?
Well, look, I've got no choice, have I?
So yeah, Reese is getting the hands of Harley here to help him heft up. One, two, three. Yes! Okay.
Just like that.
So, yes, I'm keeping my foot on the just so you don't move anywhere.
Oh, God, I nearly went.
Oh. So don't strain those legs. Get yourself nice.
Reese nearly fell then. Harley reached out and gave him a rescue grab. Okay, so he's now doing the same thing. He's on his heel edge now, 90 degrees to the slope. He's looking down the hill. Oh, he's made a good start here by sliding. A little bit of judder, but he's already hands-free. He's not got any help from Harley. And he's sliding down on his heel edge. Reese, you're doing well. You're doing really well.
Relax his hands now.
Yeah, just go for a really smooth slide now with no judder. Oh, that is so good.
This one's
good.
A billion times better.
So I want you to carry on that hillside, that sliding on your hillside, and then just want you to relax your left toe.
So that it naturally turns.
And what will happen is it will start to rotate, but keep everything centered. Who knows what will happen? Let's just give it a crack. And you start the...
Is that what you want to hear as you're about to hurtle down a mountain?
Okay.
Who knows what will happen?
Okay. Start the slide first, exactly what you were doing.
Okay.
Just your heel side, 90 degree slide, and then we'll start rotating. Reese is going to start rotating round so he's straight down the hill. Ready? So heel slide, heels. Relax that left toe, put all the weight through it, all the weight through this leg.
Through that leg.
Keep looking where you're going, let go of my hand, relax. Yes, he is going straight.
I'm in the net.
He's on his feet. Yes. Okay, great. Great.
I know I'm stuck here.
Take both feet out and we'll just run you back up. For the amount of time he's had, he is actually doing really well in this workshop. I'm quite impressed actually, but maybe I shouldn't tell him that.
All right,
here he goes. He's now going to try and travel left and right across the slope on his heel edge. Yep, so he's been directed to go to the right. Yes! Go on, Reese, he's getting there a little bit. Relax. He is actually, you're actually doing really well, Reese. He's doing really well. Yep, he's travelled to the left.
Come on.
It's all right.
Can he travel to the right, which is his left? Oh, he's better that way. Oh, yes. Okay, so he's managed to do left and right. and he's going back to the right again. Now, can you just relax your right toe and just go straight again?
Right
toe? Relax your right toe. Go dead straight, chest up. Yes! Oh, he's getting the hang of this. I better not give him a big head. Reese, we're coming to the end of our workshop now. Let's recap exactly what you've done. You've managed to do a toe edge slide. You've managed to do a heel edge slide. You've managed to travel to the right of the slope on your heel edge and to the left of the slope on your heel edge.
And crucially, on purpose.
Yeah, you'll noticeably better on your heel edge. And then right near the bottom, you've managed to turn your snowboard straight so it's pointing down the hill and ride out nice and smoothly, which I think you should be quite proud of that. And I'm quite surprised.
Yeah, actually. Everyone here, I don't know if you'll be picking it up on the mics, everyone here has been clapping pretty much non-stop for the last 25 minutes. They've just like, standing ovation non-stop. People are going,
who is this guy?
It can't be your third run. It can't be your third run down a hill. This is, he's a genius. No, I don't know. Everything you just said is really like an if you say so to me.
One thing I would say is you need to tuck your booty in a little bit and you need to relax those hands and fingers. They're a little bit, a little bit tense.
Cool.
Yeah?
Well, that's my whole vibe.
This episode of Relay is supported by GoDaddy, Team GB's official domain name, website builder and web hosting partner at the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympic Games. So I've completed my workshop here at Snowzone Yorkshire and we're joined again by Katie Summerhayes. Katie, I think I was pretty good. I mean, Jenny will vouch for this. I didn't have much confidence at the start and I actually screamed that I was in agony. But pretty soon I turned around and that was the key ingredient to making me quite good.
Yeah, so Katie, he obviously hasn't done his challenge yet, but in that workshop, he managed to do the falling leaf and go in different directions, which I thought was quite impressive in that short space of time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that sounds pretty good. I was definitely expecting you to be that good.
Good. Okay. Well, from the conversation didn't inspire confidence. Good to know. but you, obviously, you're heading to your third Olympic Games this time in Beijing, and that makes you like a veteran. Do you sort of get to go back into it confidently, or is everyone different and everyone, you know, causes the same level of nerves?
I don't know. It's a pretty crazy because it's just another event for us, you know, like we try and go into this saying it's just another event, but obviously it's not just another event, it's the Olympics. So yeah, try and hold my nerve a little bit, but luckily I've done it twice before, so I've got a little bit of experience, but I probably still get very nervous.
Do you think it would be really weird without crowds there, without a home crowd there who can give any support?
Yeah, I think it will be strange, but kind of the competitions that we've had over the past year and year and a half and stuff haven't really had a crowd there. So, like everyone keeps saying to me, like, oh, is it going to be weird not having any parents there? But they don't come and watch me anyway, so it's no different. Yeah, like the last time they came to watch me was 8 years ago in Sochi. So it's actually weirder having them there watching.
Wow, I didn't realise that. 8 years ago?
Yeah.
And is that because you've asked them not to come and watch or because they're always in such faraway places?
Yeah, basically, because obviously we compete all around the world and it's just a lot of money. I think Sochi was like, the prices they paid to come and watch was so crazy. And I mean, you don't even really get to see them anyway. So they just made the decision to kind of watch me from home. And I don't even think they watch me from home sometimes. They just carry on with the days as normal.
Well, people have stuff on. The garden won't do itself.
Pretty much.
But I don't know, maybe you're like me then, because if I'm doing a show, if I'm doing a gig, then I sort of actively don't want my parents there. Because, I mean, their support is worthless to me because I'm mostly slagging them off. So I don't want them there to see it. Does it put you under more pressure if people you know are there, or do you just find it as, like, pure support?
I mean, it's really nice to have that support there, but to be honest, I'm just not used to it. So it just feels so weird, you know, to think, oh, God, like, I can go see my parents after it rather than call them or text them. But it's just something I'm not used to, so I just really don't even know really what it's like.
Could he potentially even put you off if they were suddenly all there and you could hear their voices cheering at you?
I swear I could in Sochi. Like, I remember it to this day, like, being stood at the top of the start gate ready to go. And I swear I can remember my dad and my sister absolutely screaming. Yeah, honestly, I'm like, oh God.
They're not with me. Yeah. They're not with me.
They're just fans.
It's just quite bizarre for that, because that's the only time I've ever, like, really known it.
And when you're at the top, the adrenaline must be insane before you do it, knowing what you're about to do. Do you have like a technique for sort of bringing yourself back down and remaining calm before you do it, or do you just have to ride out the adrenaline?
A bit of both, really. You kind of, you like see the person in front of you go down, so you can like watch the start of their run, and then you kind of make your way into your start position. But it's very surreal, really, because it's just dead silent. You don't even know if the person in front of you has made it to the bottom of the course. So I just stand at the top and just go over everything in my head, you know, like what I'm doing, and try and focus on that, really.
I think, Katie, it's really important as well to point out, like, you've actually had 3 ACL injuries and you've got through all of that. Like, how difficult was that?
Yeah, I mean, ACL injury is really difficult. Each, like, recovery takes 9 months to a year. So obviously doing that first one was bad. I didn't even know what it was. I did my first one when I was 16 and the doctor said, oh, you've done your ACL. And I was like, cool, like, I don't even know what that means. And then obviously,
cool.
Yeah, I'm like, cool, can I go skiing again? And they're like, you need surgery. So I was just had no idea. So it's probably a good thing. Then obviously when I did it the second time, I knew what to expect, I knew what to go through. And then to do it a third time was just like, yeah, I don't know what was worse, to do it for the first time or do it for the third time. Like, I mean, it's not ideal anyway.
Like, the mental toughness you must have had on that third time to get through, and now you're back and you're back at the top of your game.
Yeah, the third one was tough because I'd just come back from an ankle injury, and then I'd come back for the 2018 Olympics, done that, and then done my ACL. So I was kind of out the scene for like 2 years nearly. But yeah, it felt great to come back, and then, you know, like, I was really stoked and really happy, and then COVID hit, so it's not really been great since then.
Has it been in any way possible to train during COVID at all? Like, we see all these clips of different athletes in various different sports training in hotel rooms and stuff. I assume you can't really do that.
No.
How many ramps can you really set up?
It's quite hard, and especially being from a country with no snow or mountains, you know, like, obviously the swimmers and the runners, kind of as soon as restrictions lifted, they were just back training. Whereas because we needed to travel, it was just a complete nightmare. I was just like sat by the phone every day waiting for the next, you know, like, phone call saying, right, we can go. So it was a long couple of months, really. But yeah, it was tough, and I think apart from being injured, it was the longest I've ever gone without skiing.
Amazing.
Have you been working on any new tricks now? Like, I wondered as well if you'd been using the indoor, you know, facilities.
Yeah. So I still go to like the indoor slopes as much as possible when I'm home. Obviously, when we're home, you kind of want a bit of downtime, but I just love skiing, so I still go to them. And obviously, we've been using the airbags as well near Innsbruck, which is a great training facility for us.
What does that mean?
Yeah, tell Reese about the airbags.
Well, basically, it's like a massive bouncy castle. Basically, so you just fly off a jump.
This is the skiing I was promised.
This would be great for you. So you basically fly off a jump, and there's like a lot less risk. Obviously, there's still a risk involved, but you land on a big inflatable bag of air rather than the ice.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah. That should be the sport. No offence. Look, you work very hard. You're very good. But that sounds great. You know, something for all the family to get involved in.
And it's great fun because we do it in the summer, and it's like, it's honestly like a water park, because you get like, you wear a wetsuit and they spray water all over the bag. So it's kind of like a slip and slide as well at the end.
Oh my God, this is great. This is so good. This sounds so much fun. And did I see pictures of you training in a skate park as well? With wheels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Basically, we can wear our ski boots and clip into skis that have wheels or snowboards and kind of go off the skate ramp jumps. But I'm not too sure about that.
Yeah, that sounds like it's even harder than what you do, like the normal skiing. That sounds so tough.
Yeah, and it's pretty scary as well.
And yeah, you must be getting way less air, surely.
Yeah.
On wheels.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about that, like taking up other sports? Because, you know, you've obviously always done the skiing, but like, I don't know, summer sports, the Olympic sports, like the skateboarding or...
I'd love to have been a surfer, definitely.
Really?
Yeah, just like to be in the sun by the ocean all the time would be pretty nice. But I feel very lucky, like I absolutely love skiing, and getting to be in the mountains all the time is pretty special. So I wouldn't actually change anything.
Also quite a difficult sport to do in Britain, not known for its sunshine. So you've picked two extremes there.
Yeah.
You've either gone with the sport that Britain's too cold for or doesn't have enough mountains
for.
Yeah, just play cricket. Who's your main competition then at the Winter Olympics?
To be honest, everyone in the field could win. It's such a sport where there's so many, there's so many variables on the day. Obviously, weather's a big part, conditions, snow conditions. But one of the main competitors, I say, would be Eileen Gu. She's just kind of come out of nowhere and won everything for the past 2 years. The Swiss girls are obviously quite a big competition. But honestly, anything could happen on the day.
What do you think is the most ideal slopestyle course for you? Like, what do you want there to be for you to do well?
Like you said earlier, like I love rails. So like quite a rail heavy course is good for me. But kind of I've got into, maybe not 8 years ago I would have said this, but like I really like jumping now. So like three big jumps in a row would be amazing. So like a technical rail section at the top into some big jumps would be good.
So do you not get to know what the course is until you're there, until the day?
I think you can see it now, can't you?
Yeah.
See designs.
Yeah, so you see designs, which is, it's weird because this is the only competition we ever see the course for in advance. You know, usually we rock up to a competition and as we're riding up the lift, you kind of see it for the first time. We know what the Olympic course is going to be, but it is, you can't really make any plans until you're there because, I mean, Jenny will know this, as soon as you ride through a course, you know that what you had in your head isn't going to work. And the features might be too close together, that you can't do a speed check and stuff like that. So it's you know, I don't really want to get too carried away with looking at pictures and think, I'm going to do this, this and this, because if I get there and that doesn't work, then I don't want to go into a meltdown.
Yeah, is that pretty much how Reese might be when he's, you know, finds out his challenge?
Okay,
I've got
interesting.
It all planned out. Yeah, I've already looked at it, and I've assessed it now. We've done the workshop, and I know I'm going to do this flip. I'm going to do the K style, whatever you said. I've got all of it planned, all the grabs.
But he hasn't seen the course.
But yes. I haven't properly seen the course, so you know, all could change.
But it's so
and
true.
That's the only reason that I won't win gold. If I don't win gold, it's because the course has changed.
Okay.
Because what I've got in my head at the moment, it couldn't be any less.
Do you have a goal going into it, Katie, this Olympics this time? Is it something you should share with us, or are you keeping it, you know, cards close to your chest?
Obviously, everything I do, I want to win. Everything I compete in, like I'm a competitor. But I think I just want to come back at the end of the day and think, like, I did the best I could do. You know, the conditions and whatever was thrown at me, I skied the best I could and put together the best one I could do, and that's all that you can really ask for.
We wish you the best. You got to go out there, compete for a medal. Obviously, I've got my own competition right now. I'm sorry, but it's taking precedent in my mind at the moment. There's a GoDaddy medal on the line, what do you expect? But Katie, good luck. We'll be rooting for you.
We will be cheering you on wholeheartedly, Katie.
Thank you so much.
When you're at the top and if you hear a loud noise and you know that your family aren't there,
okay,
it will be the echoes of us from the relay studio.
Thank you.
Screaming our chance of good luck. Thank you for talking to us, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Reese, I've assessed your ability, I've seen how you've progressed, and I am ready to set you your GoDaddy challenge. So, the slope that you've just been working on, we're dividing it up into thirds. So the first third is the bronze, the second third is the silver, and the third section of the third is obviously the gold. Okay, you're going to start at the very top there of the course, and to get the bronze medal, you need to slide down nice and smoothly on your heel edge without falling onto your bottom.
Okay.
Okay? Simple. Bronze medal right there.
Yes. Okay, simple to the first ever Olympic medalist for GB on snow. Simple.
And then, in the next section, you have to travel right to a little cone, make it to the cone, and then travel left, sliding on your heel edge in that falling leaf position, and tap the other cone without falling on your bottom.
I have to tap the cone?
Well, you just have to, you have to reach the
close
cone.
Close within reason. I'll take it. You'll let me off, I see.
Then, that will then take you into silver. So this is a constantly moving challenge. So it started at the top, you make it through the bronze, then you'll come through to that silver. Then, you need to turn your board straight and attack the jump at the bottom here.
And the jump?
If you make it over that jump...
We haven't done jumps yet.
You only have to ride over it and you didn't, and not fall over.
How much air am I expected to get on this jump?
That's up to you. That is up to you, how you're feeling. And if you make it over that and you ride away, then you get a GoDaddy Gold.
And this is where I get the chance to invent my trick, the Reginald. This is my opportunity.
100%.
Okay. All right, I hear you. It's just combining all the inverted commas skills that I've learned.
How do you feel about
it? And I'm very nervous. I'm in a lot of pain. And I can't wait.
Yeah.
Because then it's done.
Gritted teeth.
Nah, I'll get a gold. I'm sure I'll get a gold.
Yeah?
It depends how lenient you are with the cone tap, but otherwise, I think it's on the way.
Okay, cool. Good luck.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Yorkshire Snow Zone. I'm Bob Ballard. Rhys James is at the starting gate at the top of the slope, staring down at potential history happening below him. Poised, ready for battle, and holding the hand of Jenny Jones as he waits for the official start.
When I release my hand, your GoDaddy challenge has begun. Oh, I would probably take a bit of pressure off my hand, otherwise you're going to fall on your face. There you go.
Has he managed to take on the advice of Coach Harley and Jenny and add that elusive GoDaddy Gold to his collection?
Ready?
Not really. Wait, hang on.
Go.
And he's off into the heel edge section of the run, though carrying a terrifying lack of speed. This isn't a timed event, which is just as well. It's definitely going to be a medal. He's edged past the bronze section of the course and is now bearing down on the silver. It's getting too exciting now. This is magnificent from Rhys, but can he keep this up? He's heading for the first cone, halfway down the silver course, and he's made that turn. He has made it. That is brilliant. Jenny is screaming encouragement from the side of the course.
That's it, yep. Okay, now straighten her up.
He's absolutely cruising down the course. Remember, he's never been on a snowboard until today. One final obstacle stands between him and a GoDaddy Gold. Surely he's not going to complete the jump and stick the landing as well. He is, and he has! Was that the much-fabled Reginald? A brilliant gold for Rhys James, a proud moment for him, for Jenny, and Coach Harley.
Really well done. Yeah, come on.
We did it.
For Team GB, finally a goal! Come on, you Spurs.
Hang on a minute, let's get this thing out. What, those to the side? It's not them.
Let's cross over to the medal ceremony now.
Come on. Where's the anthem?
Okay.
Where's the national anthem? Come on.
And in gold medal position for Great Britain.
The greatest snowboarder Great Britain has ever had, male or female.
Go Daddy Gold goes to Rhys. Step up there, Rhys.
Oh, I can't step up there.
Yeah, this is
where I will fall on my arse.
That's it, wave to the crowd. Yeah. Huge congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It means the
world. Photos.
Yeah, thank you.
Photos.
Thank you. I'm supposed to cry,
photos,
aren't I?
Photos.
I'll be crying in agony.
Put
shins
your hand
wise.
On there, ready for the anthem.
And now the final GoDaddy medal table. Rhys has completed the set. Gold in snowboarding, silver in speed skating, and a bronze in the curling. And I am contractually obligated not to mention his attempts at skeleton.
How does it feel to take that GoDaddy gold medal?
Well, my main feeling in this moment is that I'm not going to get any hairstyling product contracts off the back of this. But still, what an experience, what a teacher, what a pair of teachers. Thank you to Harley and thank you to yourself. I could have done it without you, but I didn't do it without you, and that's all that matters, isn't it? I didn't do it without you, so thank you very much.
What was going through your head in those last few moments?
Genuinely, actually, the main thing that went through my head when I was heading for that yellow cone was, oh my God, I'm the best snowboarder who ever lived. As it was so perfect, and I was going to actually tap it, and then stop perfectly, I was like, I'm absolutely smashing this. You know, you gave me a bit of help with the blue cone next, but I did deserve it. And then with that turn, and this, I had enough speed. I don't know if the camera was of course it, but it felt like I got about 8 to 9 foot of air.
Yeah, a little bit of air
I opted
time.
Not to do a flip. I don't want to showboat. no need to showboat, is there? So.
And you just about rode it out at the end.
Yeah, and I stayed on. Yeah, just about stayed on my feet at the end. Yeah.
How does it feel for Series 2 to draw to a close and have that gold medal around your neck?
Well, I've sent a message to the haters, frankly. those being Vernon and the producers of this show. Hopefully, you've learned your lesson. Don't challenge me again. Please don't challenge me again. I've got a new set of skills that are completely non-transferable, and it was ultimately a waste of time CV-wise, but, you know, still, it's been worth it. I feel very proud. And I just want to say, to be trained by the best, Harley, thank you so much. What an experience it is to be trained by Yorkshire Snow Zone's own Harley, who absolutely smashed it. He taught me everything I know. And you know, you added a little bit. We had your expertise. You were mostly in my ear criticising me, saying, oh, you're rubbish, you can't do it. That's what it felt like anyway. But I've achieved, in spite of all of that, I've achieved a great deal. Series 2 relay, what an achievement.
Shall we take you off the baby slope now?
Cut!
That's it for this final episode of Relay, the Team GB podcast. This was a TBI Media production. Thanks to Ed and Luke at Team GB and Rich, Sarah and Mark at TBI. And if you've missed any of the episodes of Relay, you can listen to the full box set right now. Thank you so much, of course, to my co-host Jenny Jones, not just for making me look a complete fool today, but for doing so throughout the entire series. Very generous of you.
Reese, I've had a brilliant time. Thank you so much.
Think I'm going to get on the plane? Maybe not Beijing, but the next one.
It's possible.
I think we know what that means. Good luck to all the athletes we've spoken to, all of Team GB. Keep supporting them and make sure to give this podcast 5 stars. This episode of Relay was supported by GoDaddy, Team GB's official domain name, website builder and web hosting partner of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympic Games. There we go, that's a wrap. Remember, if you want to see me land a Reginald, there's only one place to go, Team GB's social channels. Keep checking throughout the games for all the clips, and you can see me proving why Team GB's Olympians are quite so special, and I am better off sticking to podcasting.